Module 7. Feelings and Impressions. Looking Back. School Memories. Tessa is now 18 years old. She remembers her time at school well. Some of it was good, but some of it brings back bad memories. My first day. I'll never forget my first day at primary school. I remember there was a funny smell in the school and I felt really nervous. We were in assembly and the head teacher was introducing himself. A girl next to me started asking me questions about my shoes. I wanted to listen to the head teacher, but I didn't want to be rude to my new friend. So I told her about my shoes. Suddenly, the head teacher looked at me with an angry face.
"Be quiet when I am speaking. Go and sit in the corner."
I remember feeling so stupid. My first teacher. I remember her name was Mrs. Simpson. She was really pretty and had a lovely smile. She had a soft voice and always wore the same sweater. She seemed so nice after that horrible head teacher. Sports Day. Sports Day was the best day of the year. I used to practice for the running race, and one year I actually won. I used to cheer my friends on when they ran their races too. My nickname. Everyone in the class had nicknames. Some of the nicknames were funny, and some weren't very nice. There was this really thin girl who everyone called Spider Legs. I remember they used to call me Mushroom Head because my hair stuck out on either side. It made a lasting impression on me. Not a good one.
Looking back, Li Ming's first impression of life in the UK. Remember Li Ming from China who came to study in the UK? He's been here for nearly 2 years now, but he'll never forget his first few weeks of living in a different country. The food. In China, I'll eat almost anything. I remember the first food I tasted at school in England. We had this soup, and it tasted of nothing at all. In China, our food is quite salty, but it's the salt that makes it taste nice. A friend persuaded me to try some cheese and biscuits. I thought biscuits were the same as cookies in America, but I was wrong. Again, the biscuits tasted of nothing at all, and the cheese was really sour. Introductions. In China, when you meet someone for the first time, you sometimes shake hands. I was so surprised when my friend's mother gave me a kiss when I left his house. I felt so embarrassed, and I know I went very red. Transport. When I want to go anywhere in China, I just take my bicycle. Here in England, I have to get a bus everywhere. It's really confusing, because buses don't stop automatically like they do in Beijing. You have to put your hand out, ring the bell, or press the signal button. Socialising. I remember when I went round to a friend's house and I wanted to say thank you to his mother. In China, we often give people cakes as presents. The boy's mother stared at the cake. She was trying to be polite, but I knew it was the wrong present to take. In England, a cake is more often given on someone's birthday.
My impressions of Halloween. Lin from China was in the UK on a very special night of the year. It was 31st October, Halloween. Here are the impressions of that special night. I had a wonderful time last night. Last week we learned something about Halloween. I bought some sweets secretly. At about 6 o'clock, 10 children were working towards our door. They were all dressed as ghosts. We said Happy Halloween to each other. We screamed and made faces. We made different horrible sounds. And then my hostess gave each of them some sweets. They said thank you and went next door. After that, more than 10 children came. We pretended to be scared and they got some sweets. The same thing happened about several times and my hostess was in a panic. She told me she didn't have any sweets left. To her surprise, I took out 3 bags of sweets. She was very glad. She told me to give the sweets to the children when they came. I waited and waited, but nothing happened. I couldn't bear it. I went outside the house and I walked down the street. After a while, I met some boys. I waved and shouted, "Hey boy, I've got some sweets. Come with me, please." I showed them the way to my host family's house and gave them the sweets. The children told me that was the most enjoyable Halloween they had ever had. British children are lovely, aren't they? It's easy to make friends with them. Then I walked around to find more children until I had given away all my sweets. This was the most exciting experience I had in Britain. I think people go to work day in, day out. They need some funny things to do. Some things make life unusual. So that's why they created festivals. What do you think?